This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We are now just days away from the start of classes at Eastern Michigan University. Next Tuesday marks the official start of the 2016-2017 academic year. And as students return to campus, they're being greeted by a new university president. Dr. James Smith officially assumed the office of the president on July 1st and has overseen a very busy summer on campus. Dr. Smith, welcome.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be here.
Well, returning students are going to notice some differences on campus, and certainly incoming freshmen will enjoy some new amenities and facility upgrades. There was a lot of time and money that was spent over the course of the summer. In your mind, what are the highlights as the fall semester is about to start?
It's a great question. Thank you. First of all, I think what we'll see in the Student Center will be extremely impressive. As you've reported and other media outlets have reported, we've entered into a partnership with Chartwell's, and we're absolutely changing the face of dining, not only in the Student Center, but throughout campus. When we're all finished, about $18 million in renovations and upgrades to the dining process. We've always done a nice job with dining. It's just having the dollars to do the capital outlay that we just did not have, and this partnership allowed us to do that.
There has been the issue of why was dining services privatized, and can this be considered a precursor that there might be more privatization on campus?
I wouldn't say that. I don't know. That's probably a more fair answer. What I do know is in the case of dining, it was the most obvious. We were making a profit in dining. We just knew we could make a larger profit with a larger capital influx with a partner. That's not true for all the other areas, although you've seen other universities try some privatization. I think what we want to do is go with the tried and true. Many, many universities have a dining partnership, and if we would ever consider another one, we'd want to see the track record on Chartwell's for a few years and see how we do, and see if the students are as excited about Smashburger as I think they will be, because it's going to be a phenomenal restaurant concept for them, and get their feedback, get their input, talk to faculty and staff as well.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, sitting with Eastern Michigan University President Dr. James Smith as he prepares to begin his first academic year on campus. Campus is all about students, and last academic year, EMU saw its second largest freshman class enrolled, with well over 2,800 new students coming to campus. I know that fall enrollment numbers won't come out until towards the end of September, but are you expecting a similar class this year?
We are. We know from our preliminary numbers that we'll have a strong freshman class. We're doing very well in certain segments. Those generally hold true. The hard thing is, what is the final number? But we know the trends. They look very similar to last year's class. We have some real pluses. The Honors College continues to grow. Our ACT aggregate is up. Our high school GPA is up. And we look to be about the same size freshman, a little better in the returning student numbers, and our international student profile is escalating. We're up about 40-some percent. We're going to be above 200, which is a small number for a big campus, but we've gotten very small in that marketplace, and we'll continue to push forward with that as well.
Well, you mentioned something very important, and that is returning students. Getting students to choose EMU and go to class is one thing. Keeping them on campus and getting them to graduate in timely fashion another. Student retention and graduation rates have been an ongoing issue. So how do you plan to address that?
Well, our provost, interim provost, Rhonda Longworth, has done a very nice job of putting together a multi-year plan of what our student needs, what are their concerns, how can we do interventions. For example, Wise Hall, we spoke just a moment ago, David, about renovation. Wise Hall is now fully air-conditioned. It's a four-phase project. We have three of the phases finished. We'll have a new lobby. We'll have a new elevator in a year. But give students the kind of residential learning that they want, the living learning space. Give them greater access to advising. Give them more online advising. We've even put together for some groups study tables like we do for athletics. And those kinds of elements we know come together to give the students a really good beginning-to-end experience. Many of our students will not finish in 4 years. They work one or two jobs. Some of them work two or three jobs, but we want to get them across that finish line at 4.5 or 5 years, and we're getting closer to seeing that reality.
When we talk about facilities on the Eastern Michigan University campus, do you as an administrator in charge of a budget worry that we're getting into a facilities arms race across the country as student recruitment? Because it is costly.
Well, as you know from the national media, we have some really interesting residence hall complexes where you're seeing in the yeah. South they have swimming pools and next thing will be a tiki bar or something. We're obviously not going that direction. But yes, there is a bit of an arms race. And it is a facilities race, and we're aware of that. We know our Rec IM needs some careful attention, and that's going to be one of the things that I'll listen to very carefully this year. Students are very, very proud of their ability to work out and get a good workout in, and also match that with where they live and how they study. So critical point, and you're right, it is escalating.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Eastern Michigan University President Dr. James Smith. Another thing that comes around with the start of each fall is football season, and certainly that's been a top of conversation around Eastern Michigan throughout the entirety of the summer. A lot of controversy on the amount of money EMU spends on its athletic programs. Many members of the faculty, staff, and student body have clearly expressed their desire to drop out of the Mid-American Conference and reduce the university subsidy to athletics. That subsidy comes to about $1,200 for every student on campus. Now, you've already stated your support for the football program and the athletic department, as have the Board of Regents. There is no plan to drop out of the MAC. As such, I don't want to start that conversation over. But I would like to know how you intend to build the bridge that might win the support of faculty, staff, students, and the disenfranchised alumni and bring them back to campus and fill those athletic venues.
This is why you do what you do very well. It's a great question, and honestly, the answer is we probably do spend too much general fund money on athletics. What can we do with our donor base to look at offsetting those general fund dollars to donor base dollars? Just finishing up last year, $886,000 plus we raised. That's 45% more than we raised the year before. Now, that is not the end point, but I think it's a good escalation point to go to donors and say the general fund budget cannot sustain the level where we are. But we do believe in the Mid-American Conference. We do believe in Division I football. Will you be our partner philanthropically and help us do this and move it forward? You know, how do we get others to understand and rally around this? One of the ways to do that is show them that we're going to spend less general fund money and more privately raised money. And that's a big challenge for our athletic director. Heather Likes answered far more of these questions than I have. But Heather and I and others in our advancement area just need to go out there and work harder and harder at raising the money.
Our time with Eastern Michigan University President Dr. James Smith is starting to wind down, but I do want to cover this. This is your first academic year on campus. What is the first year goal?
I certainly want to know campus better. I want to know people better. I want to know our students better. I think coming in with preconceived goals never is very successful. Every institution's a bit different. I think we do have some common rally around themes, the student success, the continuation to graduation. Retention's really only a function of getting people across that commencement stage, whether it be in December or in April. I think that we all agree that our faculty are really our front porch. They're out there. They're in the community. We are an engaged university. How do we maximize that? That's a goal for me. Fundraising will continue, not only on the side of athletics that we just spoke of, but also on the side of what can we do that's unique and special that people might be willing to give of their treasury to make it bigger, better, and stronger? And how do we benchmark those? And who are our donors for those programs? Long term, I think we know we need to continue our growth. More graduate students, which we're doing better in, but we have a large hill to climb. We want to be bigger and bigger in graduate. And then I mentioned that international profile and continuing to do very well in Michigan. Not only in the South, but statewide.
We will consider this a launching point for our ongoing conversations. So I'd like to thank you for your time at WEMU today.
Thank you very much, David. It's a pleasure.
That is President James Smith, Eastern Michigan University's new president, overseeing his first academic year on campus. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to 89.1 WEMU.